Good morning. We're killing in Chayyadim, and we're learning Simen Yud Gimel. Afilo hoyer rak zayin shachlu pas, migimel shachlu peros, ashishosu kol echod revius mashkin. Afilo mayim, beinyan shemchuyev levarak brachachrona, yichelam nizamin b'shem, yichemam lermer shachalnu. So if you have seven people who ate bread, so the three remaining people did not eat bread, but they ate other foods. So even they just ate peiros, or they drank liquid. They can be mitzaref to do the zimun. Now, the chiddush over here is, even though they only drank, we hold a chila b'chlal shtiya. Shtiya b'chlal achila. That drinking is included in eating. So when a person drank something, they can yes say shochalno. So since the majority ate pas, number one, number two, the other people are able to say shochalno. Now the shear for achila in the Torah is a kazayas. So a person has to eat at least a kazayas of the food. For mashka, there's a shayla: how much is the shear? But we assume that the shear for the able to say bracha achrona, in order to say that you quote unquote ate something, in regards to drinking, is revius. So the person ate enough or drank enough that he can say bracha achrona. They can be mizamin b'shem and they can say shalchalnu. The shtiyah b'chlal achila, because shtiyah is included in achila. Now that was the chayyim says even water. If you have the Piskei Mishabur, you'll notice that the Mishabur paskins that water does not count. Now, why is this? It's shtiyah, because the Gemara says that the property of hazonas hakol zon is referring to everything except for mayim and melach. That the lashon of zon doesn't apply to water. Water has tremendous function, but it's not the act of hazana. And the same thing with salt. It's not the act of giving sustenance. It's hydrating the person, etc. It doesn't give any source of the various different parts of the body getting the energy which it needs. Water does not give any energy. There's no calories in water, etc. So a person drinks water, he can't say hazana on that. And since when we bench, Zimun, part of Zimun is the bracha of Hazonas Olam and Hazonas Hakol. So water is not included in that. So therefore, you can't, whereas other foods have an element of being Zon, and therefore the concept of the Zimun of Shochalnu and Hazonas Olam applies to them. So the Chazon Ish then points out, there's a machlokes whether the Zimun, which we mentioned before, by 10, includes just the phrase of Bruch Shochalnu, or also Bruch Elokeinu Shochalnu, or the whole paragraph. There's actually a steer in Mishaburas in that regard. But the Mishaburas seems to come out that the main psak is that whereas when I'm interrupting my meal to join a Zimun of three, I need to remain quiet till after Hazonas Hakol. When I interrupt my meal to answer to a Zimun of 10, I do not. I fulfill my Zimun just by saying Baruch Elokeinu Shochalnu Mishaloi Tuchayinu. So based on that the bracha of Hazon is not part of Zimun by 10, so then water should be included as well. So the Magen Avraham says water is included. The Mishmur Paskins, however, not like that. And that Paschas would be the Mishmur is going according to the opinion that the first bracha is included in the Zimun. This is one of the sources of the Stira of the Mishmur, how he Paskins in this regard. So the Mice Mishmur Paskins that water is not included. So a person, now let's say, even according to the Magen Avraham and the Chayyadim, the water is included, the person is not thirsty, they're only drinking water because they want to be able to be included in the benching process, so that would not be valid. You have to drink water because you're thirsty. Now, that's a bir halacha. Now, what about other drinks which are primarily water? So that they bring from Rabbi Yashiv, so tea, coffee, etc. That the even colas, you know, the soda drinks, even though they have some sugar in them, since they're primarily water, and water does not count, so these things would not work as well. So a person would take a drink, he would take a drink of a fruit juice, orange juice, that's orange juice, apple juice, grape juice, cranberry juice, etc. Those would be valid for the purposes of being mitzarev. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Yashiv in the Moshe Dirshu on this halacha in Siman Kuf Sadi Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah is in Sivkot and Yud Beis. So in the Moshe Dirshu over here, they bring that there's others who argue with Rabbi Yashiv in this regard. Okay, now, Awashisha Shochel Pas, Eniachel Mazam and B'Shem. If you only have six people who ate bread, and you're about to be mitzvah four people to make a zimun of 10, it doesn't work. The ruba diminkara ba'inan. It has to be a clear, obvious rive that ate bread. So 6 to 4 is not, you wouldn't necessarily be able to pick out 6 versus 4, but 7 to 3 is obvious to people that you can tell the difference. Shar din itzirav hakol shabal asara ladin gimel. But regardless of all of the other halachas, starting together, ending together, all of those halachas, in fact, you could continue to eat everything which we learned before, but the rules for 10 people and the rules for 3 people remain the same. Have a good day.